Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPureDeals.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Instead of helping me sleep, I hallucinated. And I don't remember anything until I woke up or came to and I was throwing up in a hamper.
What are you doing here? You're partied out, man. Again.
If you're gonna spew, spew into this.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
How about a big salad? A big salad.
The sanctions are a product not only of our perspective as the United States, but a shared perspective among our allies. And the allied relationship is such that we have agreed that the deterrence effect of these sanctions is still a meaningful one, especially because, remember also, we still sincerely hope that there is a diplomatic path out of this moment.
Why are you saying this stuff?
That's exactly the answer I wanted, Mr. McQuaid.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I am thinking of doing a column for Wednesday just on the excuses that the Democrats are offering here for what's been going on. I'm just going to throw it out. I don't know that I want to get to a lot of stuff that we haven't that we haven't gotten to over the last few days. There's more time to talk about it today because there's less going on. But I did want to just mention some of the things that they've. What got me started on this was London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco. She's the mayor of San Francisco and also the French Laundry restaurant, and the Napa Valley, you know, one of the most expensive restaurants in the United States. She went there the night after Gavin Newsom went there. They were both maskless, of course, during the height of the mask mandate. And she's also the one that went to the Tony concert and said, you know, she got carried away with the spirit. And, you know, last week, as you may recall, three members of the board, the school board of the city of San Francisco, were recalled by overwhelming margins. Close to 80%, all of them were recalled, these three woke people, wokesters. And so now the headline in the paper today is Mayor's Mea Culpa, Schools Failed San Francisco Kids. She asserted that educating children shouldn't be a Democrat-Republican issue. In other words, it's not my fault. We all did it. We all did it, right? So they've got their alibi Ikes. That's the famous expression of Damon Runyon about this baseball player, who fictional baseball player. He always had an excuse for everything, you know, for why he dropped the ball or why he struck out or why he didn't swing at a hittable pitch. It's alibi Ike. These Democrats are all alibi Ikes. It's a Democrat Republican issue. Mistakes were made. Joe Biden didn't cause inflation. Greedy corporations caused inflation. That's Elizabeth Warren. It's old news. I love that one. It's old news. Forget about this Russian collusion hoax stuff. It's old news.
No, the meat conglomerates.
Yeah, meat. There's another one. Meat conglomerates did it. Yeah, and the Big Four. 844-500-4242. Mask mandates. This was the Atlantic magazine. Mask mandates are illogical. So what? Wait a second. What happened to follow the science? Now it's mask mandates are illogical. So what? You know, what they're saying is it's a way of enforcing discipline or obedience or submission on the bitter clingers, the deplorables, the irredeemables. The science changed. Did you see what Eric Adams, the mayor of New York? You know, they're ending the vaccine passports in New York City, but they're still going to fire people in the city workforce who haven't gotten the vaccinations. Just looking here. Mayor Adams admitted Wednesday that vaccine mandates don't work, yet he's still going to go ahead with firing city workers who refuse to show proof they got their shots. Listen to this. The rule was put in place. To start changing it now would send mixed messages. Mixed messages? But you were wrong. You're admitting you were wrong. So why are... You know, see what I mean? Alibi Ike. 844-500-4242-978 says, Putin did it. Now we can blame gas prices and supply chain on the war in Ukraine. Joe is off the hook. Bet a donut it begins tonight. I don't know. But that's obviously what they're going to use it for. They were already saying that the price of gas. Dementia Joe was saying that last week. They were just, you know, test marketing it to the focus groups. Can we blame the price of gas on Ukraine, on the war, if there is a war? You realize, of course, that if we were still energy independent, it really wouldn't matter what was happening in Ukraine. We wouldn't need to be asking Russia, and we wouldn't need to be worry about Russia cutting us off, because then we wouldn't have to go begging to Iran, because we would have enough of our own energy. And I know we were still importing some energy while we were exporting some energy, but overall, we were energy independent. And now we're not. And then they say, oh, the Republicans are going to use this as a wedge issue. You know what a wedge issue is? That's an issue that benefits Republicans. Republicans don't want to engage in bipartisanship. Bipartisanship means doing whatever the Democrats want you to do. 844-500-4242. If you want to send me a text message, if you can think of some other things that Democrats are using as excuses, alibis, to blame for Republicans on. You can blame Donald Trump, can be blamed for anything, as you well know. But I'm just trying to think: is there anything specific right now, or is it just the general, overall, uncivil tone in the United States due to...
Let's look at the reason for the inflation. The reason for the inflation is the supply chains were cut off, meaning that the products, for example, automobiles, the lack of computer chips to be able to build those automobiles so they could function, they need those computer chips.
Oh, I forgot, Taylor. Thank you for pointing it out. The supply changes. Not the supply chains, the supply changes, as Joe Biden just described it.
Working to make sure that we keep strengthening the supply chains to bring the cost of energy.
It's going to strengthen our supply chains to get goods moving faster and reduce cost.
He says it over and over again. I didn't realize he'd said it that many times. The supply chain. Alibi Ike was Ring Lardner. Excuse me, you're right. It wasn't Damon Runyon. I'm getting Damon Runyon and Ring Lardner mixed up. Ring Lardner came up with Alibi Ike. Thank you for pointing that out, 207.
Howie, they like to blame everything on the Omicron, too.
Yes. We were turning it around until Omicron. Right, Grace?
Yeah, like any jobs reports that are bad, it's Omicron. Anything in the economy, it's Omicron. You know, people are scared.
Yeah, when Biden was vice president and Obama was president, the jobs report was always blamed on. It was an early Thanksgiving, and that cut down on the jobs for Christmas. It was a late Thanksgiving, and that cut down on the jobs. It was a warmer spring than normal. It was a colder spring than normal. It was a rainier summer than normal. It was a drier summer than normal. Right? They've always been alibi Ikes. But, you know, they somehow when Trump was president, we never had any of these early Thanksgivings or late Thanksgivings or warm winters or cold winters. It was always something else. But then there weren't any problems. Everybody had a job. And there was no inflation when Trump was president. Very little inflation. 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
I hear Lent's early this year, too, so we could use those. I just wanted to make an observation that I don't know what's more disappointing, the fact that Putin is actually taking a book, a page out of Hitler's book, which is, as you know, Howie, you're not old enough, but we both went to school where they taught us these things, things like the giving away the Sudetenland to Czechoslovakia, yeah, which allowed Hitler to walk in, and the giving away of Austria, both under the same pretext that Putin is seizing Donetsk and Luhansk.
Lebensraum.
CNN guys are going to have to figure out how to spell phonetically. But no, none of our schools will teach this, which is unfortunate because the lesson here is what totalitarians do. And the real bad effect here, and which will cause Joe Biden to be staring at his ceiling fan all night, is what China will do when they see how feckless we are. And all we've been doing here is just doing a play-by-play on how Russia's playing us like a cat's paw. And
right. No, I agree. You know, I'm glad you mentioned Sudetenland. I was talking to one of my neighbors this weekend. He said, "Do you think we're going in?" And I said, I'm not sure. I don't really think we are, because I said, did Hitler have to go in to get Sudetenland? No, he didn't, obviously, from Czechoslovakia. You know, he just stared at Neville Chamberlain and the leader of the Third Republic in France was, and they blinked, and he just walked right in. Same thing seems to be happening here, doesn't it?
Absolutely, without a shot being fired, and that's what you like to do. And then they're going to round up the usual suspects, as they said, and deport them to whatever new, you know, hotel gulag they have to take care of the Ukrainians that are creating a problem. And of course, Joe Biden, once again, well, it's a good thing he still has that ceiling fan to distract him at night. He can sit and count the blades spinning by, because the rest of the world sees what's going on. And China's now thinking about, well, we don't even have to fire a shot to get Taiwan.
Yeah. And that's a much more serious situation for America and the West in general to lose Taiwan than Ukraine. I mean, Ukraine is definitely is a minor player. Taiwan, not so much. Thanks for the call there, Chris. 844-500-4242. Nobody is ever happy to step out of the shower only to reach for a scratchy, thin, non-absorbent bath towel. Instead, dry off with a thick, thirsty, soft, and big enough to cover everywhere bath towel from MyPillow. I'm excited to tell you that Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have created the best, most luxurious, and absorbent towel ever. Don't throw in the towel. Get this very special offer just for Howie fans. You can get a set of six towels for just $39.99 with the code Howie. They normally go for $109.99. Wow, that's a savings, but it won't last forever. Order now. Just call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. Don't like them? Don't worry. You can always return them with MyPillow's 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. They're towels that work. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, code Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, and don't forget the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Howie Carr returns after this.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug, and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
People are giving me some good ones here, and Grace has given me some too. She sent me one about from David Hiransi's column, saying if Hillary says something to a conspiracy theory, it's usually true. And I would say the corollary, the converse of that, is true. If the Democrats say something is true, it's usually a conspiracy theory. And again, if they say something is a conspiracy theory, it's always true. lack of civility. Only Republicans can be guilty of lack of civility. Urban violence, the gun show loophole, and of course the supply side changes. Just you heard the mention, Joe. The Massachusetts minimum wage is $14, but the statehouse minimum wage for lawmakers is over $70,000. The perks and privileges of being a part-time lawmaker include extra pay for travel, free parking, health care, and a pension. Visit massfiscal.org to learn how to run for office. That address again is massfiscal.org, massfiscal.org. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the Washington Post and the New York Times ever give up their Russia hoax Pulitzers?
No. To ask that even is incivil. It's almost hate speech, Taylor.
99% say no.
Who's going to make them give it up? And as somebody said in Powerline blog when they, linked to that editorial in the New York Post today, which is very well worth reading. They don't feel any shame because mission accomplished. They got rid of Trump. That's all it was about. They don't mind promoting the big lie. It's all crap. If you just want to refresh your recollection on just how much BS it is, just read the whole thing. I mean, everything they wrote. It's all Michael Flynn was consorting with the Russians. He was lying to the FBI and violating the Logan Act. And then there was, the Steele dossier. Carter Page was offered an $11 billion bribe. The P tapes. Michael Cohen was in Prague. Well, somebody named Michael Cohen was in Prague. And all of it. The Trump Tower meeting. Trump Jr. says, I love it. That's why they wrapped it up in 10 minutes because, they were getting so much dirt out of it. It was a 10-minute meeting. But they gave themselves Pulitzer Prizes and they slobbered all over each other. They didn't just give themselves Pulitzer Prizes and just say, we didn't really deserve this, but we want it in our living rooms. They wrote these fawning love notes to themselves, deeply sourced, deeply reported, added to the American people's knowledge of the collusion. There was no collusion. There was no collusion. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Howie, it amazes me how the media is so, protective of Joe Biden. And, of course, when I head into work at about 10 of 3, I turn another station on to get the news, and I turn to the other one to get your show at 3 in Massachusetts. And first, it's Ukraine's responsible for the situation in Ukraine is the gas prices, of course, even though the gas prices went to this level months ago, right? And then listen to this one. They do a little anecdotal clip about studies are showing the biological reasons for stuttering. And then it ends with, 350,000 people in America are stutterers, including President Biden. That's not a stutter. When he forgets where he is, what country he's talking about, that's not a stutter, Howie. Okay?
Well, I think they're saying that he used to stutter. He, when he's not talking about how his wife was killed in a car crash and how Beau, his son, died of a brain tumor, he mentions that he used to be a stutterer when he was a little kid. But you're right. His problem now has nothing to do with stuttering.
I could have no more have done that when I was 12 years old than fly. I used to be a stutterer. I was scared to death. I would stand up and talk like that.
You know what, Rick? When I was 12 years old, I loved to play basketball, but you know what I couldn't do? I couldn't go to my left. I never really made it as a basketball player. Do I get to talk about that now and in front of a national audience every day and blame all of my shortcomings on that? Come on.
So dementia is now stuttering.
Well, that's basically, it seems like, what they were saying in that story, that they're making it sound like that's the only problem he's got. But if you listen to his sound cuts, that's the lead. Saying supply changes when you mean to say supply chains and making that mistake with word after word after word, day after day, That is nothing. You're right. That has nothing to do with stuttering. Thanks for the call, Rick. We'll be right back with Hate Mail Monday. There's always a lot of it, and today is no exception. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. New York subway riders describe being bashed with pipe, menaced with hatchet in separate unprovoked attacks. I printed up a story this morning. Five subway riders stabbed since Friday when Mayor Adams announced a crackdown on subway crime. That story is now outdated. There's been seven attacks now. Seven. Meanwhile, Georgia, rape in Atlanta soared by 236% and murder by 43% in the past 12 months. It's all Trump's fault. You know that. Everything is Trump's fault. 844-500-4242. It's time now, every Monday at this time, we like to check in on our fan mail. Grace and I and Taylor and Jared, everybody in the Howie Carr Radio Network, we like to see what people are saying about us. People send us emails, texts, they leave voicemails, they leave all kinds of things for us, don't they, Grace?
Yeah, sorry. I was just laughing reading this email I got. It's a doozy.
We call it Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
All right. So at this point, this time we play some of the voicemails, we read some of the emails, and we even get snail mail. Hate mail sometimes. Not so much anymore, but
we
sometimes.
Take turns opening those up.
Yeah, those are scary. Yes, Howie, we receive a lot of hate mail. I would like to start today with I've highlighted the most important parts.
Oh, you're going to lead with this?
Yeah, I feel like I have to get it over with. It was a very, very long email that I received, and it's here it goes. Dear Howie and Grace, this submission, although primarily for Grace, does not exempt Howie Carr in the least. In some ways, your actions, or more appropriately, inaction, makes the hate for you all the deeper. Grace Curley is not the wunderkind, however, that Howie likes to present her, nor Grace, with her ever-growing ego, thinks herself as. With that said, seemingly every time I turn on RKO, I hear her voice. Enough, please. I'm getting migraines from her incessantly annoying voice. Being a Howie Carr wannabe copycat isn't bad enough, but you put a new meaning to the term mic hog. Grace Curley is a double-dipping opportunist who should take on the moniker of either Cash Cow Curley or Gimme Girl Curley. You got your shot thanks to being
He's using too many words here. You can be a copycat or a wannabe, but I don't think you need both words. And how are you a double dipper, by the way?
I think it's because I come on your show and our show. But this isn't like government funded. This is a private company. And of course, Howie, with his runaway ego, hired a young female some oddly may consider a scrawny figure attractive. Grace Curley overload is in full effect.
Oh!
Try doing something else.
Do you think, is this a male or a female, Grace?
This is a male. His name is Jimmy.
Jimmy, okay.
This is my favorite line, though. Try doing something else with your life rather than being on radio, like being a wife or whatever. As for Howie Carr, the one who's made a name living off of railing against the double dippers, grifters, and gimme girls, the fraud has now become what he once supposedly hated. Double dippers are bad unless it's my double dipper. Time for Grace to get this, do the right thing and the honorable thing, and resign from Howie Carr Network.
He makes it sound like I have a job on the MBTA.
I know.
I have a job at Massport at the same time where I go out to the airport and I sleep nights.
Yeah, I know. But what can I say? I'm just the mic hog grifter, so whatever.
You're a wannabe copycat.
I just love
the line. Or are you a copycat wannabe?
Try being a wife or whatever. Thank you, sir, for the hate mail, though. And then he writes, With that being said, longtime listener, enjoy the show. Take care, all. So if he feels the need to write in again, please do, because it will be read. Let's do a couple of the voicemails, Howie. Could I start with cut two, please, Taylor?
Howie, will you give up that time slot so we can get somebody in there who actually cares instead of somebody who just makes a joke out of everything, all friends with politicians? I mean, take a hike, will you? Go away.
How many politicians am I friends with?
That was what I was wondering, too. Did you have anyone on the show recently?
I had Dan Sullivan, the senator from Alaska. I'd never talked to him before. That was fun, but I'd never spoken to him before.
Yeah, you're friendly with people, but you never hang out with anybody.
Right.
You run into Trump occasionally.
Yeah, the mailroom manager runs into Trump more often than I do because I'm working till 7. You know, I don't get to go out to too many meals in Mar-a-Lago.
Mar-a-Lago!
I wish I got to go to more meals out there. It's Grace, you know, if I went crazy, don't you think I would be described in the stories afterwards as a loner? I mean, I don't pal around with anybody, do I?
Hermit.
Yeah.
Recluse.
You would. You're very friendly and social when you're with a bunch of people, but you are definitely an introvert when it comes to your social life. Yeah. And you always say, Howie, what's the thing you always say about your avocations?
Yeah, my vocation is my avocation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to, you know, on Saturday I'm reading the news just like I'm reading it on a Friday or a Thursday.
Are you in some sort of a mystery book club with all of these politicians that we don't know about, where you guys read 10-cent books
the
from Amazon?
The most boring Bilderberg meeting ever.
Yeah.
No.
Howie, you wrote a column about Joe Biden over the weekend.
Yes.
And this is a comment that was left on the message boards. Feeding time at the Magazoo. Get your daily recommended dose of racist whataboutism propaganda gruel here. Howie needs his clicks. Hey, MAGA, it's you idiots who are un-American and anti-constitution.
Oh, I know. It was about Biden's Justice Department. There was this black guy was burned down a place, and three different cell phone cameras recorded him talking spewing out all these obscenities, how he was going to burn this bitch down, et cetera, et cetera. And there was a black guy in the pawn shop that he burned down, so he killed the guy. And so Biden's Justice Department said, please don't give him the maximum sentence, because he was just echoing the words, the nonviolent words of Dr. Martin Luther King when he burned down the pawn shop and screamed obscenities and killed a black guy.
Wait, this wasn't...
I read that yesterday on the Herald message board, Grace, and I said, whataboutism? When did Donald Trump's Justice Department, even under that great disappointment, Jeff Sessions, ever do anything like that?
Yeah, and also the whole whataboutism claim has totally lost its meaning, because now just pointing out any sort of hypocrisy is considered whataboutism, where it's like, if we don't point it out, then we're going to go crazy. This person also wrote, it's you idiots who let clowns like Howie and Donnie take full advantage. Try rejoining society someday.
What society? What society is he talking about?
Oh, I have no idea. And I hope being... Oh, and Howie, I wrote a column about Kamala Harris going to Germany on her peace mission. And the same person wrote, I hope being a MAGA propagandist pays you well, Grace. Don't sell your soul too cheaply. He actually wrote, don't sell you soul too cheaply. But...
Was soul spelled S-O-L-E?
No, I wish. All right, let's play. Actually, Jared got a little bit of hate mail this week, and this might be his first hate mail.
We think.
Yeah, we got to break this down. Cut four.
Hey, Jason, you know what's so funny? You think, what did you take, Clint Eastwood pills or Rocky pills? You throw these little cheap comments, maybe it is some people that just like to talk. You know, I got to tell you something. Howie, come out of the closet, because you hire all these d***s, and it's amazing that you're still on the air.
I don't know if Jason...
He was all over the lot there.
I don't know if Jason's supposed to be Jared. Or maybe it's Jerry.
And you know what? You know what, caller? I really like people who have pithy comments. I don't like them to just drag on. I just like a little quick needle and back out.
Yes,
right?
I agree.
There's more time for me. or for Grace, the copycat wannabe.
The grifter, the double dipper, giddy girl. By the way, Howie, before we get to the big hate mail voicemail of the day, I want to let everyone know that hate mail is brought to you by the 110 Grill. With over 35 locations in the Northeast, you are sure to find a location near you. They have a huge gluten-free menu, too, so if you're watching your waistline, trying to get healthy for the new year, they have you covered. To find a location, go to 110grill.com. All right.
Incidentally, I got a text here from 978. Tell Grace I adore her. That guy is jealous and probably lives in his mom's basement. You have an outstanding team, and I listen every day.
Oh, thank you so much. That's the thing about hate mail is you always end up getting a lot of love afterwards, which is nice. Howie, I do have to play this one. Now, it's going to seem like it's mostly about me, and I don't want to be a mic hog, but it does eventually trickle into some things that I think you'll want to comment on. So this is from a caller who I cut off the other day because I didn't understand his point. He was saying that we should all have to get the vaccine because a lot of companies require drug tests. And I said, I don't really understand what the point you're trying to make is. And he said, if I want to go to my cousin's house, then they should have to be vaccinated because I don't want to have to wear a mask.
His thoughts were very disjointed.
If you get a breathalyzer test, it's not going to cause a potentially fatal heart attack. And again, I know that only happens in a tiny percentage of cases, but in the case of a breathalyzer test or a urinalysis, it happens in 0% of the cases.
Yeah, so I didn't even really go into the argument with him. I just kind of figured, I don't know if this is worth having
on.
By
the way, passage of drug or alcohol tests are not required to call into the Chump line.
That is true, definitely, or else we
as
have
a matter
no material.
Of fact.
So, as evidence.
By the Chump line. Let's take a listen to Cut 5.
Yeah, Grace, you're a real chicken because I waited on hold, I get on the line, and you don't even let me finish my point. You cut me off, so your narrative fits in. What a coward you are, Grace. Coward, coward. You must have a yellow streak down your back. You know, you must have worked for Governor Michael Dukakis or Mitt Romney, because they're two of the biggest cowards I've ever met in my life.
Oh,
wow.
We broke this up. Because then it gets worse. Let's play Cut 6.
You should have worked for the man that has the brass balls in this state, Charlie Baker, because Charlie Baker was the best governor this state has ever had in the last 60 years. That's my lifetime. The fact that you people want to bash him and Howie takes cheap shots at him, I'd love to debate you, Howie Carr. This is Sheldon. Let me debate you because you don't have a leg to stand on. You're the one who throws hand grenades at Whitey Bulger when he's in jail for the rest of his life, or Steven the Rifleman Fleming. You don't have the balls to talk that way to their face. Just like you guys talk trash about Charlie Baker. He's the best governor we've ever had, at least in the last 60 years. And I come on to make a point with Grace about how people
lay off the ether,
have to get mandatory
Sheldon.
Drug tests. And Grace says, oh, that's because you're operating heavy machinery, and cuts me off so I can't even respond.
Oh, and we have one more, Howie. Just one more, please. Cut 7.
Charlie Baker was the best governor this state's ever had. And everybody, especially you, Howie Carr, you Benedict Arnold, you're going to regret not
Benedict Arnold, he stabbed me in the back.
The next governor that comes in is going to be an absolute dirtbag from the left.
Absolutely, I agree.
On steroids. You think she's bad as mayor? Wait till you see the next governor. And you deserve it, Howie.
You're a loser.
Yeah, so it started with me, but I feel like it always ends with you, Howie.
You know, he's right about the next governor is going to be terrible. But, I mean, how much worse could the next governor be than the current governor? And I like the fact, too, that that he's already referring to Charlie Parker in the past tense. That's kind of pleasant. That cheers me up a little bit, Grace.
He's very, very angry. He sounds like a bully.
I don't understand. Well, I guess I don't know
we've
why
never
he
had
likes
that,
Charlie
though.
Parker.
We've never had that. We've never had a Charlie Baker fan call in and defend him like that. This is a first.
He's a cheerleader. He's beyond a fan. He's a cheerleader.
He's going to take you
behind
the gym.
He's waving the pom-poms.
He's going to have a basketball across the street from your house, Howie.
And by the way, Sheldon, I used to drive by Whitey at least 2 or 3 times a week down in South Boston.
Yeah, you used to take a different way home from work because Whitey was still out and about.
I cut down Preble Street. you know, rather than go by the South Boston Liquor Mart to get any liquid refreshment for the drive home, Sheldon.
Sheldon.
You don't know that. You don't know that, do you, Sheldon?
Thanks, Howie.
All right. Thank you, Grace. We always talk about what we want to do differently this new year, but not so much how we're going to accomplish it. Let's face it, right now, if it's not easy, it's not happening. My secret to staying on track with my goals? HelloFresh. HelloFresh offers delicious recipes and convenient doorstep delivery to take the hassle out of mealtime and save me hours at the grocery store. With farm-fresh produce plus calorie-smart and carb-smart recipe options, HelloFresh makes it easier to eat well than ever before. Right, Taylor?
Yes, sir. They've got a lot of great stuff coming up next week. Smashed black bean tostadas.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Tilapia with scallion sriracha pesto, if that's not your thing. They've got one-pot chicken sausage and kale soup. That's kale soup is. I had some kale soup today, some good Portuguese kale soup, but I'd be interested to see how HelloFresh does it. They have their own twist for everything.
Tilapia, see, that's a fish that if you're in New England, you probably would be not inclined to ever go with that. But with HelloFresh, you know you can take a chance and try it, and because they're going to give you a good serving of it and a good recipe to make it taste as good as any of the traditional fishes in New England would taste. And black beans, you can't beat black beans. They're the best. They are really the best. I can take my pick from over 50 menu and market items each week, and so can you. I can even customize my box by switching proteins and swapping sides for meals that work for me. Plus, it's a cinch to skip a week, change my delivery date, or update my preferences right from the HelloFresh app. Their chefs really know how to warm up these long winter nights with comforting dishes from around the world, like juicy beef tenderloin and cheese fondue that I can whip up in my own kitchen. This year, I have traded my takeout habit for easy-to-prepare meals from HelloFresh and have fallen in love with cooking at home again. And you can, too. For a limited time right now, take advantage of an exclusive President's Day sale offer, 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts. Use code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. That's code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fatter, you!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarShow.com.
844-500-4242. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
We talked a little while ago about the latest spike in gas, how Biden would blame that on Putin and Ukraine,
right.
And that's probably legitimate. But the fact is that what is going on over there is Biden's fault. When he was Obama's vice president, they drew a red line in the sand in Syria, and then they caved. Then Putin took over Crimea, and then Biden got in later. Nothing happened when Trump was in. But when Biden got in again, he caved in Afghanistan. It was a debacle. Weakness brings about war. Every time we have a weak president, we end up in a mess, and we don't ever seem to learn that.
I know. Who was it who said people who will trade security or security for peace get neither or deserve neither? I think it was it Churchill or Benjamin Franklin, somebody like that. I mean, it's a historical lesson, isn't it, Frank? You know, if you want peace, stay strong.
Yes, we were willing to give up our nukes, or the left was, and what would that have gained us?
Right. I know. It was Nick Mavroulis, the congressman from Massachusetts, was pushing mutual disarmament, and then he went to prison, thank goodness, and the Soviet Union collapsed while he was trying to get us to basically surrender. He surrendered to the authorities and went into the Bureau of Prisons custody. I'm Howie Carr.